Charity of the Week.
Now, we're talking about Huntington's all this week, which is something, Helen, I know we've spoken to you in the past here on Mike's Radio about this, but it has been quite some time. So for those who don't know, can you just sum up what Huntington's actually is for us?
Okay, in short, so HD is a neurological brain disorder. The gene damages nerve cells in the brain, which leads to gradual physical, mental and emotional changes. And each person whose parent has HD, male or female, is born with a 50-50 chance of inheriting the faulty gene.
So you've got that added kind of weight on you, really, as to whether or not you go and get tested for this.
Yes, definitely. It's a disease that's not widely known. If you put together motor neurone disease, Parkinson's, dementia, schizophrenia, all in the one, Huntington's symptoms are all in that. So it's a disease which is not easily cared for.
Perhaps maybe misdiagnosed sometimes?
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Ashley, what is your experience of Huntington's?
My mum has Huntington's disease and I also tested positive. So I've been through sort of the rollers, the care and the rollers kind of going through the testing process.
And what is it like for someone on the Isle of Man who is going through this?
I think to begin with, it was very much, you just felt very isolated, I think, because we were on the island. A lot more support was offered to people in the UK. But for me, I felt like I just came back to the island and nobody really knew anything. But that's obviously something that the charity is trying to change and make people aware and just be there from day one, really, all the way through their journey.
And how would you say it affects life on a kind of daily basis?
I'm quite an upbeat person, so I just get on with it. But I know everyone's different, but I think I tested when I was 18, which was quite a long time ago now, so I've kind of got over those stages of life off the beaten track a bit.
Yeah. And Helen, what sort of advice would you give if someone says they have it, if they end up perhaps even having to care for someone with Huntington's?
Contact the neurology nurse, Heidi Morris. She's very good. Otherwise, you can contact us. We have a support group. It's all very confidential. So we can meet them personally with any items they wish to discuss. But patience is massive. Mental health in Huntington's is, it doesn't just affect the person that's diagnosed, it affects the whole family. And the support group as well, there's the support network, if you like. It's a difficult decision, but we can't find out whoever's got it on a data protection side of things. So we rely on people coming to us. So it would be great if there are people out there who haven't contacted us, come and see us, you know, go speak to us. We're really open and we just want to help.
Charity of the Week.